evening and welcome to Encouragement in the Kitchen. I'm Donna Miller, glad to have you with me this evening. And if you missed last week's show, you did not miss a thing. I had a conference call meeting with people from all over the nation just prior to our show, and I had myself muted because I was having a little snack. I mean, I like to eat before this show last week. And I guess I left my mute button on because 27 minutes into the radio show last week, I looked down and there's my bright red mute button shining and just beaming away at me to say, hey, you've been talking and nobody's heard you. So I apologize if you tuned in last week and heard a little laughter at about 27 minutes in, because I was quite amused with the fact that I had had a great show all by myself that nobody heard. So I apologize for that. The joys of producing some of your own things, it's just, you know, if I ever thought I was perfect, I'm constantly reminded how not perfect I am. So it always amuses me. But for tonight, we're going to repeat everything you didn't hear, I hope. And I do have some notes, so I'm toggling back and forth between notes and glasses and things like that. I'm going to try to stay clearly on topic and focus in on tonight's show topic, which is buying, using, and storing healthy oils. And oil is a fat. Yeah, no kidding. And fat has gotten a bad rap over the last probably 30 years. All the very low, low, low fat diets, and even vegan diets sometimes can be very low in fat. Vegetarian, not necessarily so much, because usually a vegetarian gets to eat some cheese and some eggs and animal byproducts, so they do get some fats in there as well. Vegan, you have to actually work at getting in your healthy oils. And some animal fats are actually okay for you. It's the amount and the frequency and at what state they're in is whether or not they're okay for you. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But we're going to focus on healthy oils, the ones you can actually purchase and use, and you know it's an oil, not the hidden stuff so much. But we're going to kind of discuss some of the healthy oil issues and kind of how to look for what's good. And, you know, look for what's good for you to have. First and foremost, though, tonight, I want to make sure that you know who you're listening to. I think it's important that you don't just blindly listen to anybody. And I just think that's important across the board to do a little background checking. Not like I'm going to give you my FBI fingerprint screening, although I have been fingerprint screened. I used to teach school, so I think that's an awesome thing. But I am going to give you a little bit of ways to check up on who you're listening to. My name is Donna Miller. I think I said that one. And I've been hosting this show for a little over 3 years now. I'm very excited to do that. Some days or some months I was off more than on, but pretty frequently, every Wednesday, 5 o'clock, you can hear me live. And every time you want to, you can listen to any of our archive shows. To save you hunting any archived shows on Blog Talk Radio, that can be frustrating. We have set up a page on our main store page. It's not really the store, but our main info page, I guess. So you can go to millersgrainhouse.com. That's millersgrainhouse.com. And, well, just get comfortable there because there's a lot of stuff you can find out about who you're listening to. Let me give you just a quick background. I left the house with zero domestic skills. As I think a lot of people my age, if you see some videos, you can guess my age. That'd be good. A lot of people my age did, because we were kind of in the first generation born to the women's libbers. And I'm not knocking, you know, I love equal pay, but I think there's some things that got out of control. And unfortunately, a lot of us, lost really some great skills because mom had to work. My mom was a single mother. She became a single mother, and she had to work to put a roof over her head. Lord love her, she did a great job taking care of two kids by herself. But there were skills that just didn't have time to get passed down. She didn't learn them from her mom, and because her mom grew up or was raising a family in a depression, so when convenience foods came along, they were very important to her. It was, you know, I think if you went through the Great Depression, you almost deserve the right to buy convenience foods. You kind of paid your dues. Although Grammy had great skills. But my desire is to teach people basically kind of the way I learned, which is trial and error, without having I didn't learn from a guru, and I wouldn't definitely call myself a guru. I would call myself still quite average in the fact that I really enjoy experimenting and finding new things out. So that's kind of the way I teach. I don't always speak in, I've watched cooking shows that I didn't know half of what they were talking about because they were using really stuff that I'm never going to do in the kitchen, to just tell you the truth. And unless it interests me, I'm probably not going to bother to find out. I want to be able to cook frugal meals. They have to fit in my budget, but they have to also be real food, and they have to be really healthy for my family. Now, that doesn't mean I don't occasionally enjoy the indulgent, but if you can make it yourself, it's less bad for you, and you can still indulge. That's kind of the way I look at it. So I'm a food realist, not a food purist. I'm asked if I'm a food purist a lot. I'm not a food purist. I'm a food realist. It has to be a real food. I have to be able to pronounce it, and it has to really fit into my budget. Those are the two things that I always say. Without further ado, that's the best way to find out about me. You get all kinds of things at millersgreenhouse.com. You can sign up for our newsletter, get free recipes, listen to some of the back archived shows. It's easier to find them there than on Blog Talk Radio, and they're a little bit more clearly defined in the topic than if you're trying to search Blog Talk Radio. So every so often, after every show, we update and pull up the most recent show should be up there. So if you missed last week's, again, you didn't miss anything. It was a muted mic. So we're going to talk about the oils. There is a misunderstanding about oil because it is a fat that all oil is bad for you. And that is incorrect. Your brain, sorry, if we hear moving, I have an earring on my headset. It's stuck. There we go. Your brain is made up of predominantly fat. So if you're called a fathead, don't worry. Your brain is predominantly fat. Your skin, your nails, your hair, many of your internal organs also rely on good, healthy fats to operate properly. Your joints, glucosamine and chondroitin are necessary, but your joints also need I lost the scientific word. Sorry about that. It's a lubrication type thing. They need that in between them. So low fat, it depends on, one, the type of fat you eat and how low you do go in your fat. Now, I'm not saying 50% of your diet needs to be an oil base, because that'd be kind of disgusting. They are very high in calories, and a calorie is a calorie. It is what gives you energy. If your body doesn't need as much energy, it does what God intended it to do. It stores it for fat for future energy. So you don't want to overdo these things because they are high in calorie, but it isn't all bad. There are some extremely good, healthy oils out there that you might be interested in swapping out for some of the other things that you are using currently. So we're going to talk about smoke points, and that's actually quite important, and why they're important, and what happens when you reach that smoke point with a fat. Smoke points actually are basically when you are cooking with a fat or an oil, and they are basically interchangeable. A fat is usually an animal-based fat, and oils are usually plant-based, but they do still carry a fat calorie, both of them. When you're dealing with smoke points, everyone has had this happen where they left the oil a little too long in the pan and it began to smoke, not just kind of steam and look like it's hot, but actually smoke. What happens when you actually smoke the fat or the oil is you actually turn it into a trans fat. Now, we do all hear lately in 2012 we hear about how trans fats are hidden in so many processed foods, which is another reason I don't like processed foods. But they come in a myriad of different names, and I'll tell you what those are in a minute. But you can even take a healthy oil and turn it into a trans fat by smoking it, getting it too high in that smoke point. So knowing these smoke points are actually important, so that you don't do this to the oil you happen to be cooking with. Excuse me one second. I'm having a tickle in my throat. Be right back. Okay, much better. My apologies. When you are dealing with the oils that you choose to be healthy, you don't want to accidentally turn them into a fat that's not. And you can do that accidentally by cooking with the oil too high above its normal temperature. So let me give you some ideas of what are some healthy oils and what their smoke points are. So it's what you want to do with them at their point. So we're going to start from the bottom and work our way up. Oils that start to smoke at as low as 225 degrees, which is barely a sauté. It's really more of a warm over if you're using them in a pan. And obviously most things that are baked, you're going to bake a little higher than 225. So these are best oils that are used in dressings, in like salad dressing, something that's going to be cold. And they all have a smoke point of 225 degrees. So if you go above that, it begins to smoke and it turns it into a trans fat. It alters the chemical structure and actually turns it into a trans fat. So those oils are all unrefined. It's an unrefined canola oil, unrefined flaxseed oil, unrefined safflower oil, and unrefined sunflower oil. These are best to use in salad dressings, like I said, nothing that's going to get more than a little bit warm in your hundreds of degrees. Room temperature, they don't necessarily have to be kept cold, but they do need to be able to be kept under 225. Otherwise, you've basically turned them into a trans fat. This next set of oils, there are actually quite a few more. They can be heated up to 320. Still, again, if you're baking something, you're going to probably go above this. So you don't want to use any of these oils. This is also a sauté type, very low, somewhere between your low and medium-low temperature on the stovetop. And these would be your unrefined corn oil, unrefined high oleic sunflower oil, extra virgin olive oil. That one was a big shocker to me. Unrefined peanut oil, semi-refined safflower oil, unrefined soy oil, and unrefined walnut oil. These, again, I would suggest using on colder dishes so that you just don't even risk it. Hemp seed oil only has a 10 degree higher smoke point, so still you're looking at barely into a sauté. These are very surprising because a lot of these are mentioned to be used in cooking. And this is a pretty decent high enough heat to, say, pop popcorn or saute in to get things, browned, like, browning your onions or your holy trinity of carrot, onions, and celery at the holidays. These are actually okay for that because you can get them up to 350 before they start to smoke. Butter, yay. And you've seen everyone's turned their butter brown before. That's starting to get too hot. Semi-refined canola oil, coconut oil, my personal favorite, unrefined sesame oil and semi-refined soy oil. Those have a 350 smoke point. Then you get up into certain ones such as vegetable shortening, which is been hydrogenated, which is something that you do not want to have happen, because what that does is it alters the chemical structure of the oil as well to make it solid at room temperature. Lard, which is an animal fat, which is has high saturated fats. And then you get into some of the better high quality oils to saute in extremely high heat. And that would be macadamia nut, has a 390 macadamia nut oil. It's pretty pricey, but it has a 390 smoke point. Refined canola oil, extra virgin coconut oil, which is actually has a higher smoke point than the regular, it's more processed, so it's less refined, it has a higher smoke point. Semi-refined walnut oil and extra virgin olive oil that has to be a high quality. We're going to talk about what some different olive oils are. If you know the quality of that olive oil, it has as high as a 405 degree smoke point. And then sesame oil, 410. And then cottonseed and my newest favorite, grapeseed oil and almond oil, all have a 420 smoke point. Really good, really high. You can just really do a quick stir fry. That's one reason a lot of these are used in many Asian dishes, where you just do a very light bit of oil and a quick stir fry. And then you get into some of the higher oils that you can actually deep fry in. Not a big deep fryer myself, but if it can withstand the heat of this high, then it's actually, you're not turning it into a trans fat. That gives you things like hazelnut oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, palm kernel oil, palm oil, and many of the refined oils of refined peanut butter, refined safflower, refined sesame, refined soy, and refined sunflower. Those are very high. Now, your very, very highest is avocado oil. Avocado is very rich in healthy fats, the actual avocado itself. It's extremely rich in healthy fats, very good for you to be able to digest. It's great for your brain. And a lot of these fats, obviously you can hear by where they've come from, we're mentioning are plant-based other than the lard. Vegetable shortening, however, I would never recommend anyone using that, because it is it has been changed. It has been altered. The DNA and the chemical structure of it has been altered in order to make it semi-solid at room temperature. It is not naturally so. Butter is usually at room temperature solid, and therefore it is a fat that your body recognizes, because that's natural. That's how it actually is. Coconut oil is another one of those things. So you can replace, anytime they ask for vegetable shortening or lard, which is a very high saturated fat for your body, it's an animal fat, you can replace those by 50-50 butter and coconut oil. Makes a great lard or shortening replacement without all the heavy-duty damaging fats, both saturated and adulterated. I guess that's the best way I could put it, adulterated fat into your system. So that's just a good option to replace your fats. Now, we're going to talk about single chain and monounsaturated fatty acids and kind of decipher the difference. The single chain fats, and put it in the most easy to understand layman's terms, because when I study this, it can get really confusing. Coconut oil is a single chain fatty acid saturated fat. The word saturated fat makes everybody go, eh! But because this is a single chain fatty acid, it has the ability to be digested faster than, say, the double and triple chain fatty acids in things like animal fats, lard. So it is a single chain. It can be digested. It is still a saturated fat, but certain amounts of healthy saturated fats are actually good for your body. Coconut oil has been found to lower blood pressure, cleanse the internal organs, actually help in diabetic use for diabetics. It's just a fantastic oil, because it can be replaced as a portion of things like the shortening and the lard. It's a great plant-based fat that your body can digest and utilize much faster because it is a single chain fatty acid. Monounsaturated fatty acids are the type that are the most heart healthy. They are most easily digested in your body. I don't know if anybody's ever seen them written as MUFAs, the M, the U, the F, the A, and then plural. MUFAs, monounsaturated fatty acids. They are actually extremely good for you. They're one thing that definitely helps your metabolism, because it helps to, it helps to transfer. Fat's a flavor transferer. It helps to make the food not taste too bland. Therefore, you don't feel like you're constantly having to eat something else instead. So the good portions of the fats are monounsaturated, and then polyunsaturated are not as bad as the saturated fats. Again, there's only just one saturated fat that's actually not bad for you, and that is a coconut oil, because it is a plant-based saturated fat. Now, and that basically addresses the, yes, there is a healthy saturated fat, and that is the coconut oil. Second to that would be butter. Let me explain why you don't use margarine. Margarine is one molecule away from plastic. That's okay, that's done. I'm finished explaining it. But margarine is really, your body doesn't recognize it. Much of it has been turned into a trans fat itself. Some trans fats hide and under different names, and they may say hydrogenated oils. That is a trans fat. Partially hydrogenated or hydrogenated oils, fractionated oils, and vegetable shortening and lard all are trans fats. And so they're just, those are the items that when you're reading and being a label detective on what you're getting, of course, if you're not getting processed foods, you probably can avoid them pretty much. But if you are getting some things that have several ingredients in them, check the labels for those, because those are hidden trans fats and you don't want to have those. Look for things that are made with a single oil without the word hydrogenated or hydrogenated, however you want to pronounce it, or fractionated. Sorry, in front of it, then you're more likely to be consuming something that was just made with a specific oil itself. There are imposters in the oil aisle. Now, this is kind of sad, but it's true. Olive oil, you need to look for always purchasing olive oil in a dark glass. The reason being, the olive oil growers, producers, the ones who basically dictate how their items are packaged, will be the first to tell you that a real olive oil actually begins to oxidize and lose its potency and its beneficial properties if stored in a clear glass. So if it's a real olive oil, 100% olive oil, it will be in a clear glass. If it's a real olive oil, 100% pure, it will be in a darker glass, either a green tint or a brown tint, or even plastic. Some of the growers will now put it in plastic just for the convenience sake. But if it is a predominant olive oil, other added oils, it can be put in a clear glass. I know you may pay a little bit more by buying something that looks maybe more expensive just because it's in a darker glass, but you're protecting that oil. Much like on a loaf of bread, they can say, made with 100% whole wheat, which, okay, it is made with it, but it isn't all 100% whole wheat. That word with allows that, that fudging to where 51% of the wheat in that loaf of bread is whole. The other 49% is white enriched Elmer's glue flour. Same basic rule applies to labeling olive oil. So if you want a tip from a real grower, a real producer of real olive oil, they tell us to look in dark containers, dark glasses, and that way you'll get the best of it. Otherwise, you're purchasing basically a blend that is predominant olive oil, but then that olive oil gets compromised by being in a clear glass. So that's a consumer kind of look, be on the lookout thing for imposters in the oil aisle. So if you're wanting to purchase healthy oils and it's an olive oil, especially look for the darker glasses and the darker containers. Okay, a little bit about the nonstick spray. Is it our friend or is it our foe? Back in the day, it was touted that all the nonstick sprays were fantastic for you because they didn't add fat to your diet. Now, admittedly, I grew up with these things. I grew up, and when I learned to cook, I used them. But the truth is, inside there, you have a propellant. You have a lanolinic acid. You have a soybean lecithin, and we have a lot of soy in our diet without really knowing it, so especially people who are sensitive to soy. You have a lot of things in those sprays that, yes, they work, silicone, a lot of things that make it work, but it's not necessarily good for you. Usually it's a cheaper oil, and thus it's got a lower smoke point and a lower burn radius, and so if you're spraying the pan to saute thinking you're saving yourself that oil and it starts to smoke, remember from the first part of the show, what have you done? You've just turned that quote-unquote healthy spray oil into a trans fat. So it's not really good for you. Plus the additives that are necessary to propel that stuff out of the can, you're also consuming. So a great tool, which I'm going to hopefully try to carry in the store, but if you hear this and I haven't found it yet, that we have found is called the Misto, and they come in lots of little colors. And you fill the little container up about halfway with a real oil. In our case, we're using a lot of grapeseed oil because it has that high smoke point of 420. So I know I'm never going to saute higher than that. I'm not going to cook an omelet higher than that. And we've been gourmet seasoning some of our grapeseed oil and putting it in the Misto, M-I-S-T-O. If you're not in the market to find it yet, hold on. I'll find it and carry it in the store. We'll get it for you real cheap. But it's a great tool because you do use just oil. No propellants, no lecithin, no acids, no nothing. It's fantastic. And you can pick a high smoke point oil so you know you're never going to turn it into a trans fat. Well, there we go. I filled up the whole show. I really think I left out some stuff I said last week. I think this gives you a lot to think about when it comes to using. And we still haven't talked about storing oils. Maybe we'll do that next time. For now, this is Donna Miller. I hope to see you again next week on Wednesday. That will be into the 4th of April. And we'll see you again then. From now till then, keep in touch with us on Facebook at Miller's Grain House or go by the shop and see it at millersgrainhouse.com. God bless, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.